She picked her dress up off the chair and said, I have to go. Fixed her makeup, brushed her hair and said, don't feel so low. She walked up to me slowly, kissed my cheek, looked in my eyes. She took my hand and said, you know just how I hate goodbye. Put on her coat, went out the door, and as she walked away, said, I can't see you anymore, I have to move away. I walked back to the bedroom and I found she'd left for me the sweet smell of her perfume and a lasting memory. How can I get her memory out of this memory foam? It's almost 10 o'clock and soon my wife is coming home. There's knee dents by the headboard and the imprint of a head. If these memories don't flatten out, you know that I am dead. I rub and push and pound and try to make them disappear, but they won't budge, especially those big ones from her rear. Her handprints by the footboard just won't go away. There's headlights in the driveway and I'm gonna die today. My thoughts are racing wildly as I search for an excuse, but how can I explain those two big dents from her caboose? My stomach hurts and I feel cold, I don't know what to say. It's no use, here she comes, these dents won't go away. I hear the key, unlock the door, and honey, where are you? I'm hiding in the closet and I'm shaking in my shoes. Why was I such an idiot? Why did I buy that bed? If I was smart, I would have bought a sleep number instead. I can't get her memory out of this memory foam. And now that it is 10 o'clock, my wife has come back home. She'll see the knee dents, handprints, and the image of a head. Those memories just won't disappear from this memory foam bed. Well, the moral of this story, if you buy some memory foam, then take your girlfriend to a motel far away from home. Call the undertaker, 'cause soon I will be dead. Thanks to my indiscretions in a memory foam bed.